注重解经。
And do not pay attention to hermeneutics.
不注重上帝的话。
Do not pay attention to God's word.
有一个灵恩派的领袖写一本书里面一句话。
And there's a Christian leader who wrote a book that said this statement.
他们发现圣经的话说。
When they discover the book says,
上帝的殿是万民祷告的殿。
And the temple of God is a temple of prayer.
所以他就发挥他的神学了。
Then he expounded his theology.
上帝的殿是万民祷告的殿，就不是讲道的殿。
So all nations were only praying in God's temple, but not preaching.
你看有这么胡闹的事情。
So such thing happened.
那一句话的意思是万民。
He said all nations.
大家一同来祷告。
We come to
不是单单以色列。
Not only the Jews.
是全世界都因耶稣基督的福气。
Which is that all the world are blessed because of
Jesus. 万民祷告的殿。
There is a temple of all nations.
不是单单以色列的殿。
Not only the temple of Israel.
那才是真正的意义。
And that's the meaning.
他把它翻过来，不是讲道的殿，是祷告的殿。
Then he will say this, totally saying that it's not the place to preach, but to
pray. 外部的灵恩派的教会。
So the Catholic churches.
所谓赞美，所谓这个歌颂。
So when they say praises and
singing, 敬拜赞美。
And
他就站起来唱了很久
When they start and sing for a long time,
讲道的时间越来越短
But they shorten the time of preaching
慢慢这种教会就没有信仰的基础
And slowly they lose the foundation of the faith
圣经说
The Bible says
当三千人受洗以后
When 3,000 are being baptized
他们一同遵守师徒的教训
They kept the teaching of the apostles
什么意思呢
What do you mean
师徒讲的道他都听了
Whatever the apostles say
他们的
listen And they believe.
他们都遵守了
They'll do it.
他们行了
And they do it.
耶稣在殿里教训人
And Jesus in the synagogue he was preaching.
耶稣在山上教训人
And he was preaching and teaching.
耶稣讲道这么严密这么紧凑
And he was preaching hard.
今天凡是不以道为中心的教会
And the church do not use God as a word as a center.
信仰一定要崩溃
Their faith will be corrupted.
我们只有神啊听我
We said, God listen to me.
神说
God said,
你什么时候听我
When that you listen to me?
你为什么不听我
Why say you don't listen to me?
你只要我听你
You only want me to listen to you?
亚伯拉罕不是如此
Not with Abraham
你看全本圣经
You look the Bible
亚伯拉罕对上帝讲的话很少
Very seldom that Abraham talked to God
上帝对亚伯拉罕讲的话很多
And then many times that God spoke to Abraham
我不知道你从前有没有注意这件事情
I don't know whether you pay attention to this or not in the past
就是上帝对亚伯拉罕说
God said, so
上帝对亚伯拉罕
God spoke to Abraham
上帝对亚伯
拉罕 God spoke to Abraham
亚伯兰没有说，那我要这个要求一大堆，没有的。
Abraham did not say, I want to ask for this.
亚伯兰听了上帝的话要怎么样呢
？And after he heard God has spoken, what did he say?
他就信。
He believed.
信。
He believed.
是。
He believed yes.
你们常说 yes sir.
You say yes sir.
Yes sir.
Yes sir.
亚伯兰 yes God.
Abraham said yes God.
Yes God.
Yes God.
Anything you speak, I say amen.
你所讲的我都说 Amen.
Anything you speak, I listen clearly.
你所讲的我要听得清楚。
Anything you speak to me, I listen carefully.
你所对我讲的每句我小心地听。
Anything you command, I absolutely obey.
你所命令的我完全渐渐顺服。
这是亚伯拉罕。
That's Abraham.
如果我今天给你做一个功课
，Today if I give you an assignment,
请你查出来。
I want to check it out.
在圣经里面
，In the Bible,
凭什么亚伯拉罕做信心之父？
That they're based on what Abraham is called the father of faith.
做多国之父
And also the father of all nations.
做众族之父
And also the father for
the
own race.
所有有信仰之人的父
They become the father of all those who have faith.
那您在圣经要查出来
You want to check from the Bible.
我告诉你其中一条
I want to tell you one of this.
他每句神的话都听了
Everything that God has spoken, he listened.
好好听进
Carefully he listened.
好好听出来
Carefully he did.
亚伯兰只有一次祷告，用很长的时间。
And there's only one time Abraham prayed a long prayer.
完全不是为自己的好处。
Not for his own sake.
是为了他的仇敌罗德的平安而求。
But for his enemy Lot's peace.
为什么我说罗德是他的仇敌
？Why I say Lot is his enemy?
因为罗德对老人家太不礼貌了。
Because listen, Lot is ill mannered to the old man.
部下争吵的时候。
When the subordinate was quarrel.
亚伯兰说：“我们不要吵。”
Abraham said, "We don't quarrel."
Lord, 你跟我不要吵。
Lord, don't quarrel among us.
你的仆人跟我的仆人也不要吵。
And your servant will not quarrel with my servant.
如果你们要这样吵的话
，If you want to quarrel,
我让好了。
I will let go.
年老的人让年轻的人选择，这是很伟大的长辈啊。
It is an old man that let the young man to choose. That's a very mighty old man.
Lord, 有没有说对不起，我的仆人跟你的仆人吵了
？Did Lord say that I'm sorry because my servant quarrel with the servant?
Lord, 是不。懂道歉的年轻人
He does, his young man doesn't know how to say I'm sorry
我相信罗德是在后面煽动唆使他的仆人来 反对亚伯拉罕。
I believe that it is Lord who wanted to stir up all the anger and quarrel among his servants.
养育之恩还没有报。
That he has brought him up, has educated him, has not repaid.
现在先争吵，先刁拨。
Now he want to this cause all the troubles.
老人家太伤心了。
And old man was so hurt.
当他看罗德对他的态度是这样。
He said that such an attitude of Lord.
他心肠这么宽宏大量。
But he's so wide hearted.
你选吧。
You choose.
你向东。
If you go to the east,
我就向西。
I'll go to the west.
你向西。
If you go to the west,
我就向。
I'll go to the east.
罗德一点不客气，看。
Lord, just look around.
他看平原的地方。
He sees the plain.
滋润。
It's a
像伊甸园。
It's a beautiful.
像耶和华的样子。
So fertile like the Garden of Eden.
他说，伯父。
He say, my uncle.
你叫我选，我就选最好的这些地方。
Ask me to choose, I'll choose the best.
你老人家到山上去不好的地方。
You as an old man will go to the mountain.
因为你的时代过去。
Because your age has passed.
现在年轻人的时代。
Now this is the time of the young.
你反正要死了。
While you're about to die.
你去吧。
You go.
那个时候亚伯兰还没有以撒。
Abraham did not have Isaac yet.
罗德算他不久就死了，在那边够的了，够的。
So to say, Lord said that he will die soon.
你养老金这一点就够了。
So it is enough for you.
我前途无量。
I have bright future.
他就跑到索多玛去。
So he go to this Sodom.
你们不要做这样的年轻人。
Don't be this kind of young.
特别是今天听这篇道的人，你对你的祖父、父亲、伯父、叔父，你要懂得礼貌。
Especially young men who heard this message tonight, be good manner to your elders.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为最后罗德索多玛被毁的时候，一块钱没有带出来。
Because later on when Sodom Gomorrah was being destroyed, he didn't bring out a cent.
亚伯兰子子孙孙蒙上帝。
But Abraham was so much blessed.
亚伯兰心这么宽大，对待第四他的侄儿。
And also he was so wide-hearted to deal with his enemy.
当罗德被掳的时候
，When Lot was being captured,
亚伯兰祷告。
Abraham prayed to God.
上帝啊
，God，
如果在索多玛有十个义人，你要消灭。
If Sodom, would you destroy if there are 10 righteous men?
从五十个减少到四十个。
From 50 reduced to 40.
四十个减少到三十个。
And 30.
三十个再讨价还价变成二十。
And then bargain to 20.
二十个再变成四个。
And then bargain to 10.
这是亚伯兰对上帝讲话最长的一次。
And that's the longest time when Abraham talked to God.
我们今天有很多对上帝讲话。
Today many times we spoke to God.
我们求
God, we ask
求平安
we
求顺利求钱财求福气求子孙。
We ask for wealth, for blessing, for wealth.
我们的宗教。
Our religion.
如果是这样。
It's just our religion.
跟那些佛教徒在庙里面烧香拜神求的不是一样的。
And like those Buddhists who ask only for the blessing,
不同在哪里呢
？What's the difference?
不同他就走了。你要奉耶稣的名才阿门才敢走。
Well, after you pray, just go. You got to go pray in Jesus' name.
你看见你可怜的地方
？See, it's a pitiful.
那些到庙里烧香的从来没有听到的。
Those who go to the temple never listen to sermon.
他只要假神听他的，他不信不听真神。
Because you only want those false gods to listen, then they never listen to God.
你不同的地方。
But the different with you.
你做亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That you are the offspring of Abraham.
我们的信心之父。
Then our father of faith.
听神的话。
He listened to God.
神说一句。
God said once.
亚伯兰信一句。
He listened to one.
神说一句。
God said once.
亚伯兰再信一句。
And they believed and understood.
神说多少。
Whatever God said,
亚伯兰是有尽心多少
？And whatever he believed,
亚伯兰不是没有罪的。
Abraham is not a non-sinner.
亚伯兰知道神的救赎不是靠我的行为。
But he know that God's saving grace not by his own merit.
靠着他的恩典
，but by his grace.
靠着他的应许
，by his promise.
靠着他的话
，by his word.
我要抓住他的话
，I want to catch all of his words.
不但如此
，not only so.
我相信只有一件事，亚伯兰没有告诉他的老婆。
There's only one thing that Abraham did not tell his wife.
上帝说
，God said,
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham,
带你的儿子
，bring the son.
你说爱的儿子
，the one you love.
你的独生子
，the only son,
以撒。
I said,
到摩利亚山上
go to Moriah,
把他献祭给我
and then you sacrifice him to me.
他说是的
yes.
他听上帝的话句句接受对上帝不多讲话的
every word he listened he never argued.
如果他跟莎拉说可以吗
he would ask why can I do
that 莎拉可能说生他的是我不是你
Sarah said I'm the one who gave it to him not you
你没有怀胎九个多月的痛苦
if you have this difficulty in bearing for 9 months
你今天听上帝的话可能聋听错了
Maybe you have listened it wrongly.
他不商量的。
He didn't discover the wife.
就把孩子带去奉献。
And bring also the son to sacrifice.
亚伯兰对上帝的顺从的信仰的表现到这个地步。
the obedience of this Abraham to the faith of God is such a degree.
那个时候
and then
有律法吗？
Is there a law?
还没有。
No.
律法是400多年以后才是的。
It is 400 years later before the law was given.
所以上一堂我说
So the last session I said
上帝称因信有律法的为义。
And God wants to reckon as righteous those who believe that there's the law.
上帝也要因信称那些没有律法的为义。
And God also wants to justify those without laws.
你说如果是这样
，If so，
我们不谈律法。
We don't talk about laws then.
我们谈隔离的事情好不好
？We talk about circumcision.
亚伯兰虽然没有行律法，但是他有隔离作为他是上帝。
Even though Abraham doesn't have a law, but he was being circumcised.
是保罗要预防犹太人攻这一线。
So this Paul wants to defend on this line.
所以保罗再提到第二件事。
So he brought up second thing.
亚伯兰因信称义，是在受割礼以前呢，或在受割礼以后呢
？That Abraham was reckoned as righteous before or after circumcision.
我相信保罗读圣经呢，都具慧眼。
I tell you what, when this Paul studied the Bible, he studied with depth.
所以这里就是我提到的第三件次序的问题。
And that's what I said, the order.
这次序不但是方法论的问题。
The order not only concerned with methodology.
神所赐的方法是恩典。
The method that God has given is grace.
神要人对他的反应是信仰。
And the response from man is faith.
以恩回应，以信回应恩。这两个方法结合起来叫做救赎。
The method of using faith to respond to grace is called salvation.
那么救赎的次序是什么呢
？Then what's the order of salvation?
在上帝永远的计划里面。
In the eternal plan of God.
这件事一定要优先于隔离。
This must prior. come prior to this circumcision.
一定要优先于律法。
It must be prior to the law.
才可以优越于律法与恩与这个。
Then
you.So it can be superior.
Then can it only be superior to circumcision and law?
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
如果信仰的问题
It's something of faith.
是在隔离之下
It is below circumcision.
是在律法之下
It's under the law.
那么它就不能优越于人的行为同人的功劳
Then it cannot be superior to man's conduct and merit.
如果神的方法是低劣于人的行为同功劳的话
If God's method is below man's conduct and merit
神的恩典就没有价值了
Then there's no value for God's grace
所以保罗看清这些要点的时候
So Paul has looked at all this so clearly
他已经明白了所有犹太人没有看到的一点
He understood something that a Jew wouldn't understand
我有时候想这些事我感到人类真是很可怜
Sometimes when I point out this man is so pitiful I say
几万人读圣经真的明白没有几个
Thousands of people are reading the Bible but few would understand
犹太人也照样读同样一本圣经
The Jews read the same Bible
他们也读创世纪
They read Genesis
读我读完了
They read, I finished reading
我是有读经的基督徒
I'm the one a Christian who read Bible
我和你不一样我每天读经
I'm different with you because I read every day
千千万万的犹太人
Thousands of Jews.
他们都在读圣经
They are reading the Bible.
但他没有读出圣经的经义出来
But they don't understand the true meaning of
the Bible. 保罗在这件事情讲一句话
Paul upon this said
不是凭着字句
Not through letters.
那是凭着经义
But true meaning.
因为字句是叫人死经义叫人活
Because letter kills but the meaning enlighten.
今天我们侍奉主的人
Today we serve the Lord.
我们和你一样的
I'm like you.
我们也只有一本圣经。
We only have one Bible.
我们和你一样的。
I'm like you.
就是同样用这样的文字读圣经。
In the same language read the Bible.
那我们有一个信仰。
But we have one faith.
上帝啊
，God，
求你给我看见你律法中的奇妙，字句中的精义，启示中的奥秘。
Allow me to see the profundity of the revelation, the meaning of your words.
然后让我们分享与众儿女。
So that we can share with the children.
众你的。仆人使你
and also with the servant
众你的子民
and also your people
使他们一同明白
so that together we understand
你看到没有
so you see
那如果犹太人说我们因为隔离
the Jew will say because I'm
circumcised 我们属上帝
so we belong to God
我们因行律法
and because we have the law
我们属上帝
we belong to God
保罗说
Paul said
什么时候有律法的
When was their law?
律法是亚伯拉罕以后四百多年之下来。
It is 400 years after Abraham.
那么如果亚伯拉罕没有律法，他怎么得救呢
？If Abraham without the law, how can he be saved?
啊，犹太应该说，是啊，怎么我没有想这个事情、啊、
？And the Jew was scratch their head. Yes, how come I never think of that?
千千万万犹太人
，the thousands of Jews.
只有一个保罗看到这一点。
Only Paul saw this.
所以他写下罗马书。
So he wrote the book of Romans.
新约是解释旧约的钥匙。
So this new testament is the key to expound the old testament.
使徒是明白。 先知的关键。
And so the apostle is the key to understand the prophet.
旧约的成全是在新约。
The accomplishment fulfillment of the Old Testament is in the New Testament.
是隐藏在旧约。
And the New Testament concealed in the Old Testament.
新约跟旧约之间贯彻始终的信仰。
So that there's the linkage in faith in the Old and New Testament.
神工作的奥秘。
Is the mystery of God's working?
这个奥秘有个重要的关键是基督徒一定要知道。
And here there's a key question to understand.
就是次序问题。
There is the question of the order.
次序搞不清。
If you are confused with the order,
你不能明白真理。
You can't understand the truth.
我今天又虚了，因为我只要有内容，我就明白真理。
A lot of you thought that if you had a content, I can understand.
有一个工程师。
There's an engineer.
好的，我们的神学院。
He come to our this seminar.
他参观了以后呢
？After he has studied our seminary.
他说：“唐牧师，你可以不可以告诉我
？”He said, "Ron Tong, can you tell me?"
用什么办法
？What way?
最简单的
，simply.
不必读几年。
They don't have to study for many years.
就可以像你一样明白圣经。
I can like you can understand the Bible.
我说我没有办法。
I have no way. I say.
可能你有办法。
Maybe you have.
我没有办法。
I don't.
他以为他比别人更聪明。
He thought he's more intelligent compared to others.
有一些人讲到的。
That people when they explore the Bible.
深思圣经。
They do not think the thing differently.
他买几本讲道集。
They buy a few these are sermons.
这里看看。
They read this.
那里看看。
That read that.
他就讲了。
And they preach.
还有的人连看都不看。
Some don't even read.
买几卷录音带。
And with a few cassettes.
这里听听。
那里听听， listen to that,
就乱吵一场，乱讲一场。
And then they'll fry, and then they'll cook.
我说我没有办法。
I say I have no way.
我没有你那么聪明。
I'm not so intelligent as you do.
我还要读几年。
I have to study a few years.
还要再读书，看书。
And they read many books.
还要自己思想。
And also think on my own.
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
你真心想侍奉上。
When you truly want to serve God.
求主给你智慧。
That God will add to you wisdom.
看出里面的奥秘。
So you read the
mystery. 圣灵感动保罗。
When the Holy Spirit touched the heart of Paul,
保罗提到次序的问题。
Paul mentioned about the order.
今天我们讲的第三件重要的事情。
Now, third thing I want to say is important.
First, 神的恩典。
God's grace.
第二。
Second,
人信仰的回应。
Man's response in faith.
第三。
The third,
神步骤中的次序的问题。
And the order in the procedure of God.
不是律法。
Not law.
不是割礼。
那是干什
么？那为什么呢
？Why？
为什么你敢说不是律法，不是割礼
？Why say you dare to say it's not law or circumcision？
亚伯兰被称义的时候
，Because Abraham when he was reckoned as righteous，
赐下律法以前四百多年
，Because 400 years before the law was given。
不但如此
，Not only so，
亚伯兰被称义的时候
，When he was being justified，
是他受割礼以前就称义。
It is before he was being circumcised。
啊，你说真的吗
？Is that true？
那这一句话哈
，This statement
是全本圣经唯一的一处提出来。
There's only one place that mentioned this。
其实旧约已经记载了
，But it's recorded in the Old Testament。
但是没有次序的解释。
But there's no interpretation.
但那个次序已经在哪里
？But the order is there.
怎样看出来
？How do you read that？
怎样解出来
？How to interpret？
神就感动保罗了。
God touched the heart of Paul.
现在我们大家翻开创世纪。
If you were to read Genesis,
你就看得很清楚这个到底次序怎么安排的。
Then you see how is this order coming about.
大家看创世纪第十五章。
Genesis chapter 15,
第三节。
Verse 3.
亚伯拉罕又说：“你没有给我儿子。”那生在我家里的人就是我的后世。耶和华又有话对他说：“这人必不成为你的后世，你本身所生的才成为你的后世。”于是领他走到外边说：“你向天观看，数算众星，你能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”第六节，大家一同读：亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义，你把这句翻出来。亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Abraham believed in Jehovah and God reckoned him as righteous.
我刚才在好好读这几章的圣经的时候
，Just now when I read again very carefully these few passages，
我心里很感动。
I was so touched.
因为亚伯拉罕是个普通的人。
Abraham was a common man.
他是人。
He was a man.
所以神讲的话太 ahead of time。
So what God has spoken is ahead of time.
所以他没有办法明白。
So he cannot understand.
我要给你的后裔。
The descendant I want to give.
这些地都给你的后裔。
And all this I want to give you.
你给谁啊？给你的后裔。
I want to give to your descendants.
要不然看没有啊。
要不然 say I have no descendants.
我老婆老了。
My wife's too old.
她不但老婆是老太婆。
Well, it's an old lady actually.
不能生孩子了吗
？Not just a wife, but an old lady cannot bear anymore.
我的后裔在哪里啊
？Where are my descendants?
上帝啊。
God,
你是不是那么大那个大马士革人？他是我的仆人，生在我家里，就我后裔吗
？And the one who was born to my servant is in
no.
my descendants. No,
上帝不是
no.
我告诉你
，I tell you，
要你自己生的。
The one is given birth by yourself.
你自己跟你老婆生的。
Born to your own wife.
才是你的后裔。
That only will be your descendant.
上帝啊，你有没有搞错啊？
God, is there something wrong with you?
我的老婆是老太婆。
Because my wife is an old lady.
亚伯兰不辩论的。
Abraham did not argue with her.
我信。
I believe.
上帝说，你信啊？
God said you believe.
你看，天上的星。
The stars.
多吗？
So many.
你算的。
You count.
一定算不来的。
You cannot count.
有你的子孙会这么多。
So also will be your descendants.
我相信，我相信。
I believe.
我相信我子孙这么多。
I believe my descendants were so many.
我这么老了。
I'm so old.
是不是还有机会娶小老婆？我就不知道。
Do I have a chance to have a second wife? No, I don't know.
但是。
But then.
上帝讲的话一定是不会错的。
Whatever God says, surely it will not be wrong.
上帝怎么可以错？
How can God be wrong?
上帝如果错，他自己一定不好意思做上帝。
If God is wrong, he will be feeling so shameful to be God.
他会自动写辞职信，然后退休。
He will resign himself.
上帝不会错。
God will not be wrong.
对我讲的是耶和华。
The one who spoke to me was
Jehovah. 如果连他都不信，我要信谁？
If I don't believe in who can I believe?
虽然我不能明白，
even though I cannot
understand, 虽然逻辑行不通，
logically it's not true,
我不能靠逻辑。
I cannot depend on logic.
神是信实。
God is faithful.
我信他。
I believe in him.
接下去呢？
And then,
以后一张一张下去。上帝再对他说。
God said again.
你的后裔有很多。
Your descendant will be multitude.
最后呢？
And then,
撒拉说。
Sarah said.
我是不可能的吗？
It's not possible with me.
我停经很久了。
I have a menopause.
我已经没有办法了。
There's no way to give birth.
亚伯兰已经连子老迈了。
Abraham was so old.
没有可能的。
Not possible.
他想，大概有一个可能。
One possibility.
我有一个仆人，一个女仆叫做夏甲。
I have a maid called Hagar.
她夏，我冬。春夏秋冬。
It's summer and spring.
那我把它借给我丈夫。
I lend it to my husband.
几天就可以了。
A few days.
那么亚伯兰就有真正自己生的孩子了。
Then Abraham will truly has his own son.
这样上帝的话就不落空了。
Then cause of a promise will be fulfilled.
亚伯兰你懂不懂？
Do you understand Abraham?
你听到听不到另外一个方法论是我们的方法论。
There's any methodology coming from us.
神要施恩给你。
God want to bless you.
我把我的女仆借给你。
I give my maid to you.
这个叫做呢神的恩，我的信。
God's grace, but my faith.
我是相信的。
I believe.
我信是加上我的办法。
But my method.
上帝说不是的。
God said no.
到最后呢
，Finally.
夏家生的。
Or that who come from
Hagar. 连夏家
，even Hagar
都要赶出去。
Will be cast away.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那不是上帝的应许。
Because that's a promise of God.
应许是从神的。
Because promise coming from God.
应许跟肉体是相对的。
And promise and flesh are two things.
所以要不然没有办法。
And Abraham can
亚伯兰听上帝，
he believed,
他信了。
He believed.
听老婆，
and he listened to the wife,
也不错。
Not too bad.
所以他很难做人。
So difficult to behave.
神的话是信实的。
God's word is faithful.
夏家讲的话也有道理的。
But also there's a reason for my wife's word.
因为这个撒拉讲的话也有道理的。
From Sarah's word.
因为撒拉知道他自己没有了。
Because Sarah knows that she cannot bear anymore.
可能上帝就是这个办法。
Maybe you got used this way.
这个结果生了一个以斯玛利出来。
So Ishmael was born.
到今天搞不好。几千年搞不清楚。
Thousands of years they cannot solve the problem there.
你不懂这个意思就算了。
If you cannot understand that, that's it.
上帝到亚伯拉罕已经99岁的时候。
At the age of 99.
什么叫做99呢？等了很久很久叫做99。
Yeah. He waited for a long time. That's called 99.
明年这个时候， yeah. 你要生一个孩子。
Next year, this time, you'll get a son.
那个时候，85岁的时候。
When he was 85.
我就跟撒拉生夏家生了一个以实玛利。那个时候我就认为不能，你还等我再14年。
With Hagar, he gave birth to Ishmael. You waited for 14 years and said to me again.
99了。
God, I'm 99.
如果我可以代表上帝。
If I can represent God,
我不可以说如果我是上帝，没有人可以讲这句话。
I cannot say I'm God.
我如果可以代表上帝，
If I can represent God,
我要对亚伯兰说，
I will tell Abraham,
在上帝看来，
to God,
千年如一日，
thousand years is one day,
一日如千年，
one day is a thousand years.
99岁算什么，对不对？
What is 99?
亚伯兰没有办法得到这句话，
so Abraham cannot get this word.
所以上帝说，明年这个时候，
Next,
你要生一个孩子。
This time we get a son.
亚伯兰说什么？
Abraham said.
Serious,
I believe.
他只有一个字信，信。
Only one word with him, I believe.
是中文的信啊。
And the Chinese belief.
不是英文的信，信那是犯罪。
And not the English sin because that is.
要不然就信，就信，就信。
撒拉 believe.
就笑了。
Sarah
就那太不哪里能够
How can it be?
哦，就天使发脾气了。
So the angel got angry.
Sarah, 你为什么笑？
Sarah, why is that you laugh?
我没有笑。
I didn't laugh.
一面笑一面否认他笑。
She denied at the same time when she was laughing.
上帝的使者说，你实在笑。
You truly had laugh.
天使很厉害的。
And the angel was very clever.
因为 Sarah 不是开声大笑。
Because Sarah doesn't laugh loudly.
Sarah 是暗笑。
Silently she laughed.
你注意看呢，要不然是喜笑。Sarah 是暗笑。
And this Aaron laughed with joy, but this Sarah laughed silently.
所以我告诉你，你单单给你另外一个圣经中的笑，你就看很多种了。
So there are many different kinds of laughing in the Bible.
有的人是暗笑，有的是嗤笑，有的是微笑，
some
有的是欢笑，
some joy.
上帝有两种笑。
The two kinds of laugh with God.
你要不要知道上帝怎么笑？
You know what is
要不要？
That?
第一种嗤笑，那些人我说反对上帝，抵挡他的受膏者。啊，坐在山上的就嗤笑他们。
God mock at them who say that he want to go.
上帝发笑，上帝嗤笑他们。
God mock at them.
第二种，当你圣徒在患难中间仰望主，耶和华以笑脸帮助。
When we're in difficulty, God uses a smiling face to help us.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
年轻人呐、啊、
，Young man,
你要懂得人的笑后面有什么东西呀、啊、
？You must know what is behind man's laughing.
不然你就会像福建人说的笑了。
If not, you'll get mad.
你不懂分辨笑，你就会哭笑了。
If you don't know how to discern this different smile, you'll get mad.
天使说：“撒拉，为什么你笑
？”Sarah, what do you laugh?
没有，我没有笑。
No, I didn't laugh.
天使，你真的笑了。
But you truly laugh.
就离开了，不跟他辩论。
And left her without being
argued. 笑上帝。
You laugh.
上帝，我哪里可以相信？就肚子一直大起来。
How can that be possible? And then she got pregnant.
就这样带着她，
She got pregnant.
糟糕了，我笑就出。
So I laugh and now I got.
哎呀，我就记在圣经，我笑过。
And the Bible recorded that I laugh at God.
哎呀，这个圣经以后如果给我的孩子读到怎么办
？What happened if my children were to read that?
妈妈，你从前笑啊。
And you laugh, Mom, in the past.
好在等了很久，摩西才写下，所以撒拉还有点念苦。
It was good that Abraham, Moses wrote long time after that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters.
那你看哈
，So you see,
当上帝第一次对亚伯拉罕说
，The first time when God spoke to Abraham,
我要把这地给你的后裔直到永远。
This land will be inherited by your descendants forever.
亚伯拉罕莫名其妙
，Abraham didn't know what to do.
但他信
，But he believed.
上帝第二次对他说
，The second time God told him,
你的后代
，Your descendants,
要做人家的奴仆
，Become the slaves.
430年。
430 years.
亚伯拉罕心里说：“不要讲空话，连孩子都没有，就讲什么多少后代、多少地、430，都没有的事情。”
Abraham said that even before I descended, said that how many generations?
亚伯拉罕绝对不跟上帝辩论。
Absolutely, he did not argue with God.
我信
，I believe.
我担忧
，I'm sad.
我信
，but I believe.
你的后代
，your offspring,
要聚居在别人的地
，they will also stay in people's place.
受奴役。
Be enslaved.
430年
430 years.
才离开那个地方。
Then they left the place.
离开的时候
，When they leave,
要得着许多的产业离开。
They would have many property with them.
上帝的应许啊
，The promise of God.
在我们经验之外
，Is outside our experience.
我们思想之外
，Is outside our mind.
我们不知道
，We don't know.
我们不明白
，We can't understand.
但是这种信仰呢
，But this kind of faith.
我们的树林的祖先亚伯拉罕。已经经历过了。
Our spiritual ancestor Abraham experienced.
好，我再问你。
I want to ask you.
亚伯兰信上帝。
Abraham believed in God.
上帝就称他为义。
And God reckoned him as righteous.
记载在第几章
？Which chapter is recorded?
第几章？十五章。
Chapter 15.
好，现在我们跳一章，第十六章。
We read 16.
再跳到第十七章。
And then 17.
跳到第十七章。
17, chapter 17, Genesis.
亚伯兰99岁的时候。
At the age of 99 of Abraham,
上帝对他显现
，God appeared to him,
说我是全能的上帝
，Say I'm Almighty God.
你要在我面前做完全的
，Before me must be a perfect man.
以后
，And then,
第九节
，Verse 9,
亚伯拉罕，上帝对亚伯拉罕说
，God spoke to Abraham,
你和你的后代比世世代代遵守我的约
，You and your descendants are for generations and generations and keep to my covenant.
你们所有的男子都要受割礼。
And all your men must be circumcised.
这是我与你们，你并你的后裔所立的约。
This covenant I make with you and your descendants.
是你们应当遵守的。
And what you must keep.
你们都要受割礼。
All of you must be circumcised.
这是我与你们立约的证据。
And that's a proof of my covenant with you.
你们世世代代的男子。
And your man for generation and generation.
无论是家里生的。
No matter born to your family.
是你后裔之外用银子从外面买来的。
Or you buy it from outside.
生下来第八天都要受割礼。
Eighth day when you're being born, they must be circumcised.
这样。
Then,
我的约就立在你肉体上。做永永远的有。
My covenant become your flesh covenant.
这一段圣经后来说
，Later on it says,
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham
就受了割礼
，was circumcised.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、玛利受了割礼
，and then Abraham and Ishmael was circumcised.
那个时候
，and then
以撒还没有生下来
，Isaac was not born yet.
好，现在大家回答我的问题。
Now answer my question.
亚伯拉罕受割礼第几章
？Which chapter recorded he was
circumcised? 第几章？十几。
17.
亚伯拉罕因信称义第几章
？But when he was recognized righteous, which
这个叫做次序，你懂吗
？It's called order.
次序你懂吗
？Order.
整个以色列人失败就在不明白这个次序。
The failure of the whole Israel is because they don't understand this order.
骄傲，我们是受割礼。
They're proud because they say we are circumcised.
我们身上有神与亚伯拉罕跟他的后代立约的。
We have the sign and seal of the covenant of God in Israel.
我们第八天都受割礼。
On the eighth day we have been circumcised.
世世代代受割礼。
From generation to generation.
外邦人不能得救。
You Gentile cannot be saved.
你们是不受割礼的。
Because you are not circumcised.
我们是守律法的。
We are one who keep the law.
你们外邦人不能得救。
You cannot be saved.
你们是不守律法的。
Because you do not have the law.
保罗在罗马书。
Paul in the book of Romans.
突破这一关。
To break through this.
实在太难。这一关是什么呢
？What's that？
狭窄的民族主义。
It's a very narrow nationalism。
可怕的罪人妄自尊大。
And also this sinner they boast on themselves。
可怜的曲解圣经。
The pitiful man who distorted the Bible。
这是罪性。
That's sinful nature。
这是高傲。
That's pride。
这是狭窄。
That's narrow。
这是民族主义。
That's a nationalism。
这是错谬的写解经。
That's also the wrong interpretation
of Bible。要把这些东西打开来。
So you have to。
unless
all this,
这是很困难的事情。
And this difficult.
保罗找到的方法是什么呢
？Paul had found a method.
次序问题。
Order.
你看
，You read.
亚伯拉罕称义是第几章
？Abraham when was reckoned justified, which chapter?
十五章。
15.
亚伯拉罕受割礼第几章
？When he was circumcised, which chapter?
第十七章。
17.
这样，亚伯拉罕是因为受了割礼才称义吗
？Is he was reckoned righteous after circumcision?
不是。
No.
是没有割礼以前就称义了。
Before circumcision, he was reckoned righteous.
你还没有看见吗
？But you
人称义不是因为行为。
Man justified not because he obeyed the law.
人称义不是因为受割礼。
Man justified not because they're circumcised.
人称义是因为信上。
Man is reckoned as righteous because they believe in God.
这样
then,
凡不受割礼的人
he who is not circumcised,
如果他对神有像亚伯拉罕的信心
if they have the faith like Abraham in God,
他就可以蒙称义
he can be reckoned as righteous.
凡是没有律法的人
he who has no law,
他有像亚伯拉罕对神的那种信心
he has the faith like Abraham to God,
他就可以蒙称义了
he can be reckoned as righteous.
感谢上帝
praise the Lord.
所以罗马书第四章
So the book of Romans chapter 4,
解决了没有受割礼没有律法的人到底罪恶怎么样解决的问题
He saw the problem of the sinners if they don't have law they don't have circumcision how can they be saved
你说保罗是不是推翻旧约另标新立异呢
Is Paul want to nullify the Old Testament and find a new way
保罗是不是离开上帝的旨意另立一个异端的炉灶呢
Is he departing from God's way and also find a new religion
绝对不是的
No
他说回头摸到神的心意
because he is returning to God and find the true meaning of God
他回头明白神永远的原先的计划
and also find the original plan of God
感谢上帝
praise the Lord
这样为基督教的信仰奠定了从旧约原有的根基
so he set the foundation of the source of Christianity in the Old Testament
感谢上帝我们不是另立根基
We do not set a new foundation.
我们不是离开律法同这个割礼的意义
We are not apart from the meaning of circumcision and law.
我们是超越这个意义
But we supersede that.
在神的经义里面
In the meaning of God.
在神的原子里面
In the original plan of God.
在永远的计划里面
The eternal plan of God.
我们看见了神的心是这样
We see such the heart of God.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
今天我们外邦人信主
Tonight we as Gentiles we believe in God.
我们没有机会受割礼
That's not why we are circumcised.
我们外邦人信主。
We believe in God as a Gentile.
我们知道我们没有办法遵行律法。
That's not why we obey the law.
不是叫我们反对律法。
Not that we're going against the law.
我们爱律法。
We love the law.
我们知道这都是对的。
We know it's right.
但我们没有办法遵行。
Well, we cannot observe it.
我们承认无能。
We know that we are powerless.
什么办法呢？
What to do now?
我们回到原来的计划里。
We come back to original plan.
上帝啊。
God.
我信。
I believe.
就像亚伯拉罕信
like Abraham believing in you.
亚伯拉罕信你的时候没有律法。
When Abraham believed in you, there's no law.
亚伯拉罕信你的时候没有受割礼。
When Abraham believed in you, there's no circumcision.
你接受了他。
You accepted him.
主啊，你接受我吧。
Lord, accept me.
我不配。
I'm not worthy.
我在恩有旧约的律法里面是没有份的。
In the Old Testament, I have no part.
虽然如此
，Even so,
亚伯拉罕是因信的里面呢。我也要因信的你。
Abraham is acceptable to you because of faith. So also, I want to be acceptable to you by faith.
你明白吗
？To understand.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
基督教的信仰。
The faith of Christianity.
是建立在神永恒的旨意。
Is based upon the eternal plan of God.
而且
，And then.
保罗另外讲了一句很可怕的话。
Paul says a statement which is terrifying.
很严重的话。
Very serious.
律法原是惹动怒气。
Is only but to cause wrath.
这句话是什么意思？
What do you mean?
犹太人啊，如果你要凭律法来骄傲的话，
If you want to boast because of the law,
你只能使上帝更对你发脾气。
That God will all the more set his wrath upon you.
你们有了律法又违背律法，就比那些没有律法的人更严重的抵挡神。
Because you have the law, you go against the law. All the more you go against God compared to those who have no laws.
如果我是犹太人，
If I were to be a Jew,
我读这一本书，
When I read this book,
我只有两个可能。
There's no possibility.
第一，
They
恍然大悟。
Suddenly, I
痛哭流泪
，and I weep.
捶胸顿足
，and I weep and be sorrowful.
对主说，我不再靠自己
，Lord, no more I depend on myself.
不再靠律法
，no more depend on the law.
我不再因为割礼骄傲
，no more I boast because of circumcision.
主啊，赦免我
，Lord, forgive my sin.
让我回到亚伯拉罕的心情
，I'll come back to the faith of Abraham.
第二个态度
，and the second attitude.
谁敢讲这个话
？Who dare to say that?
我杀死他
，I'll kill him.
只有这两个可能
，only two possibilities.
结果犹太人对保罗讲这些话的回应是什么？
And how did the Jew respond to Paul's statement?
他们痛恨保罗。
They hated him.
最后呢
？And then,
把保罗带去审判的地方。
They judged him.
最后呢
？And then,
告他。
And they persecuted
him. 最后保罗在罗马被关在监牢。
And then in Rome he was imprisoned.
虽然是自己住的地方。
Even though he's a higher place.
历史告诉我们。
But history tells.
保罗最后被砍头而死。
Later on he was beheaded.
为什么他不被钉十字架
？Why is that he was not nailed on the cross?
因为十字架是羞辱。
Because it's a shame on the cross.
保罗是罗马公民。
Paul is a Roman citizen.
十字架只对外族，不对自己的公民。
And this cross only for the Gentiles, not for the
Romans. 彼得传说是被钉十字架而死。
And his legend says that this Peter was crucified.
保罗不是，因为他写这样的话。
Because he wrote this thing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear friends,
我们一章一章看下去。
Chapter by chapter, as you read.
看见罗马书是一本太伟大的书。
We see the book of Romans so mighty.
里面把整个人类与神之关系整个重新建立起来，提出了神所启示的方法。
He talk about the God's revealed method about how men can establish a relationship with God.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
我今天就要在这里结束。
I'm going to stop here tonight.
但今天我要你再把第八节到第六节再读一次。
I want you to read one more time verses 8 to 16.
更明白你在刚才读的时候所不明白的地方。
I believe that all the more you understand what you don't understand before that.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
我们大家一同开声读第八节到第十六节。
Verses 8 to 16.
主
不
算
为有
罪
的，这人是有福的。如此看来，这
福
是单加给那受割礼的人么？
不
也是加给那未受割礼的人么？因
我
们
所
说，亚伯拉罕的
信就
算为他的义，是怎
样
算
的
呢？
是在
他
受
割
礼
的时候，
是在
他未
受
割
礼
的时候呢？
不
是在
受
割
礼
的时候，
乃是
在
未受
割
礼
的时候，
并
且
他
受
了
割
礼
的
记号，
做他
未
受
割
礼
的
时候。因
信称义
的
印
证，
叫
他
做
一
切
未
受
割
礼
而
信
之人
的父，使
他
们
也
算为义，
又
做
受
割
礼
之人
的
父，
就
是
那
些
不
但
受
割
礼，
而且按我们的
祖
宗
亚
伯拉
罕未受
割礼
而
信之中极去行的人， 因为上帝应许亚伯拉罕和他的后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得义。若是属乎律法的人，才得为后世，信就归于虚空，应许也就废弃了。因为律法是惹动愤怒的，哪里没有律法，哪里就没有过犯。所以人的称为后裔，是基于信，因此就属乎恩，就应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归于那属乎律法的，也归于那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
我相信今天上帝已经给我们很清楚地讲了这一段圣经的意义。
God has very clearly speak to us on this passage.
借助他的仆人
，through his servant，
无用的仆人
，is a worth，
使我们的心得着光照
，unworthy servant so they enlighten our heart。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
现在我们如今一同站起。
Shall we all rise？
我们要感。